On Kyiv's Maidan Square, many lines in Ukraine's recent history intersect. Today, they honor a fallen fighter killed on the front line in the east. Russia's invasion is only the latest milestone on Ukraine's journey to try and escape its neighbor's influence. This square has seen tears of joy and tears of anguish. From the Orange Revolution against Russian influence in 2004 and 5, to the demonstrations that began here exactly 9 years ago against the pro-Russian government's decision then to turn its back on the European Union. In this recent past, two brothers have played significant parts. Afghanistan-born Mustafa and Masih Naim, one a lawyer and soldier who lost his eye fighting in June this year, the other a politician whose Facebook post calling people to the Maidan in November 2013 was the catalyst for much of what has happened since.
So our generation at that moment said no. If you compare what happened that days and you compare what's going on now, it's the same emotions, it's the same intentions, and the main reason is what people wanted to be independent.
Mustafa, now a government minister, chose politics and civil resistance. Masih's instinct was to take up arms.
Justice for me is a very big thing because I remember Afghanistan. I remember how we don't have a power to defend ourselves. And in Ukraine, we have this power. I speak with myself and I say for myself that I don't go to die for these values. I go to fight for these values. Because if you go to die for some values, one day it's going to be that you die. But when you fight, one day you win.
Two brothers fighting for the same cause in different ways, whose stories also intersect on Kyiv's central square, where under fresh snow the dead from 8 years of fighting are remembered, along with civilian protesters killed in a hail of police bullets, people who'd answered that Facebook post calling on them to defend democracy, on the square that some say embodies the soul of Ukraine. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.